Peloton, let's go!
This holiday, with the right music and the right motivation from world-class instructors,
we're going to pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And the reason I brought that up with a newsletter today, I had someone who works in the medical field trying to lay that their propaganda about the poisonous poke. And I just let them know, you know, and with that they got very upset because people aren't supposed to know that those shots, they're supposed to be fooling us, you see. But anyhow, so what I'm telling people about the newsletter coming out, well, they're all good. But we have especially a good one coming out. Now, I know a lot of you out there listening, you're not on the newsletter list. It doesn't cost you anything. We send it free at our cost because we want you. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so we want you to know what NBC, ABC, CBS, Obama, Pelosi, the others don't want you to know, okay? And so you can, if you want that newsletter, you won't be on the list right away, but we will send you the latest one and put you on the list, okay? You can either go up to our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org. A lot of people are doing that nowadays. And just emailing it to us, so you can email it to us, your request at wrwlministries@gmail.com. That's wrwlministries@gmail.com.
But please remember to give us your address, because so many people ask for it and don't give us.
Yes. Yeah, it's always good to put a phone number in there, too.
Yeah, exactly. We ask that.
Yeah, and so, and make sure you have the right zip code, because, see, a lot of times, like today, for example, we had some that the wrong zip code was on it, and they ran it through because we were sending packages out to make sure, and it's a good thing, because we would have spent a lot of money for nothing. So I would definitely get our newsletter. I would definitely get it now. And with that, I wanted to very quickly, too, people keep saying, why don't I give the address of the church out? Well, the address of this ministry and the address of the church is one of the same. It's you can send your donation to WRWL Ministries. That's WRWL 14781 Sperry. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury. That's Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. 44065. That's 44065. Now, the church is the same address, and we're located there in Newberry, Ohio, right on Sperry Road, just right at the corner of Sperry and Route 87, which is Kinsman. Sunday morning, our Bible study class, and the reason we're telling you this is because we get an in-depth study in the Bible study. We go in-depth in the Bible study. It starts at 8:30, and then we have the regular service starts at 11:30, and then we normally have an afternoon class about 1 o'clock, different classes, and then anywhere from either 4 to 6 or 5 to 6. Right. Now, I think this week, I think it's going to be 5 to 6. We have a class that we show you what's happening with the Bible, how in the Bible and current events, just like today in the Bible study, how so much of what's happening, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, right? And how that applied, as it applied to them, it applies to America today. Unbelievable how that's what's happening. And so
that's true.
Anyhow, yes. That's what I wanted to say, and I did. So let me get this. Let's do some rapid deployment on this voter fraud here.
Hey, you want to talk about what's weird? I got a California officials refuse to allow Paul Pelosi's attacker, David DePape, to be interviewed by ICE. the Pelosi family, the courts, the fake news media, big tech, and Democrats don't want David D. Is it Poppy's story to be heard? What are they afraid of? What are they hiding? 10 days ago, police arrived at the Pelosi home in San Francisco after 2 a.m. They reportedly arrived on a wellness check, not a robbery. When, here we go, the door opened, the police reportedly saw Paul Pelosi and David DePape. The police did nothing until DePape allegedly pulled a hammer from the much older Pelosi and allegedly hit Pelosi on the head. The story's full of holes. How did DePape get near the house without the camera, security, police, motion detectors locating him and stopping him? How did DePape enter the house without someone notifying the Pelosis? How did he know to go upstairs to see Paul Pelosi? Why did Paul Pelosi answer the door and then walk back to his attacker? For some reason, the camera footage from the house has not been released. Is this because it doesn't match the narrative created by the FBI? Also, where's the camera footage from the police? Why is it not being released? We heard that DePape was in the hospital. And so what are his injuries? Why don't we know? The media wasn't allowed to be in the court hearing when DePape reportedly pled not guilty. No one even saw DePape since his incidents. Now, ICE officials are not allowed to talk to illegal alien David DePape. They are being blocked by California's state officials. Now, why are California politicians Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, Speaker Pelosi okay with DePape being shielded from DHS? Is DHS Secretary Mayorkas not trying to get access, happily hiding with the criminal alien instead of his own? I'm sorry, siding with the criminal alien instead of his own employees. And what might ICE have learned from the interview? Earlier this year, while speaking at the Conference of Mayors, Secretary Mayorkas claimed he would ask cities to reconsider their non-cooperation with ICE. Seems that this would be a good opportunity, but he's remained quiet.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were insider trading moguls like Nancy and Paul, okay, and you're worth over $300 million, you know, they got that way when they had access to insider trading.
Well, the other thing is that she's Speaker of the House. So I would imagine the Secret Service follows them like their shadow.
Well, yes.
I mean, think about that. The Speaker of the House, she's not walking in a grocery store without 20 guys probably
right.
all around everywhere.
And all around their house they have security.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
This whole thing was another one of... Another one, how, you know, in other words, that's NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News saying, we really think you people are stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So, anyhow, here you go. It came true. Analysis warns Democrats were plotting to steal election in key battleground states during the midterms. We told you. This is what we were telling you. Mm-hmm. Everyone who can think independently and look at evidence knows that Dinesh D'Souza's produced documentary, 2,000 Mules. By the way, why did they get an injunction? Why did they ban that, okay? This is what communists do.
That's exactly what communists do.
They banned that video. We sent out over 300 of them, and then we had an order. We were supposed to get another big order of 2,000 Mules, and they called us and said we can't send them. They banned them, and they got a hold on it, and there's an injunction. And so here, proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump's 2020 election was stolen from him and from us, the American people. As Revolver News reported on November 4th, 2020, in the early morning hours after Election Day, Trump was up by substantial numbers in votes. I watched it in the battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all the states he won for 4 years earlier, only to lose them by the end of the week after Democrats flooded deep blue districts. They carpet bombed them. Yeah, Philadelphia, Detroit, where Democrats owned political machines and phony ballots. It goes on to say that in Pennsylvania, a particular is a hot mess. Their Trump was up by a walloping 700,000 votes on the night of November 3rd, but wound up losing to Joe Biden by thousands of votes.
Yeah.
4 days after, because it took so long to count the ballots. And actually, readers may recall that the Democratic strongholds in battleground states, including Pennsylvania and Michigan, shut down counting in the early morning hours, pledging to resume operations the next morning. This was unprecedented. We watched them invert the numbers. We watched them. And I watched Brett Baer lie about it. We looked right at it, and the little Chris, what's his name?
His father, Wallace.
Chris Wallace. He stood there, looked right in that camera, and lied through his teeth, okay? Worse, the report noted many of the changes in election procedures were implemented by judges and secretaries of state that were in direct violation of existing state laws regarding the governing and handling of elections passed by the legislature. This is, again, a hola and a hola ba.
That's exactly these
judges, these courts, they went a-whoring. Regarding the governing and handling of election posed by the legislators or passed by the legislators, only none of that matter because not a single federal court or the U.S. Supreme Court would hear the lawsuits brought by Trump's campaign alleging the changes made in the months and weeks before the election were illegal. Now it appears that 2022 may not be any different at all than 2020. 2 years have passed,
right,
and we've been warning about this, The first major post-2020, post-COVID election is upon us, and what happened on Tuesday will be the trial run for what happens in 2024. Revolver News noted in a separate report published on Monday. The watchword for Tuesday night isn't stop the steal, it's expect the steal and be ready. Well, folks, consider Pennsylvania with this crucial Senate contest between Mehmet Oz and the creature who answers is the name of John Fetterman. 2 years ago, Pennsylvania election process probably featured more red flags than any other closely contested state. The state took a whole week to count its votes, with Biden only overtaking Trump's large election night lead on Friday morning.
Right, that's right.
Pennsylvania let votes count even if they arrived after Election Day, even if they had no postmark, even if they didn't have a matching signature. 20 Pennsylvania counties used millions of dollars donated by Mark Zuckerberg to fix their election activities, including the famous unsupervised Zucker boxes, which made it virtually impossible to enforce the state's relatively strict limits on ballot harvesting. And when Trump supporters tried to independently monitor drop boxes, State Attorney General Josh Shapiro, now running for governor, corrupt as corrupt gets.
Oh, yeah.
Corrupt as,
yep.
You know, well,
yes.
You know, he could run, you know, with Mary Garland, okay? Threatened them with prosecution. In other words, if you demand a fair election, we'll prosecute you. So what are the things, like 2 years later, Pennsylvania Republican legislator passed bills to ensure signature verification and photo ID to ensure proper poll watching, but Democratic communist Tom Wolf vetoed these bills. So in Pennsylvania, the cycle, things are essentially like they were 2 years ago. And yep, the state is warning that it's going to take a long time to count ballots again. So unless Mehmet Oz absolutely buries Fetterman, how much confidence should we have perfectly above board election in the Keystone State? Well, we're going to do our best to remind people every single day.
Amen.
Of
yes.
this. Now, here's the other thing. On December 6th, you have the runoff there in Georgia, okay? Between Herschel Walker and
Warnock. Raphael Warnock. And isn't it, now, are they going to let the third guy get in there?
No, I think he's out.
Okay,
no.
because in Georgia, you got to have 50%.
Yeah.
And that's why we're having this now, because nobody got it. The third guy took enough of the ballot so that neither one of them got the 50%.
Well, the third guy, I think, was a libertarian.
Yeah, but I'm just
Libertarians
saying.
Tend to trend more towards conservatism.
Yeah. Okay. And but somebody's got to get 50% to get in.
Okay, we've got John McTernan joining us now. Big John, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor. Sorry I'm late, but here I am.
Well, we've been talking about the election fraud. We played that clip from Mike Lindell, and we've just been going through article after article here. And let me ask you a question, okay? Let's just say that we had a real fair election, and we took back the House and the Senate. And we actually got a legitimate, not a dirty, but a legitimate Justice Department that actually was legitimate. That wasn't just a part of the Democratic Party. And what if we got a legitimate FBI? Okay, which was again not corrupted with Chris Wray. Do you suppose maybe if that happened, then the FBI would be kicking down the doors of people like Garland Merrick and Chris Wray and the Dirty 30s, the way that they're kicking in the doors of Christian patriots? What do you think, John?
Well, from my perspective, it would be very, the way you laid that out, it would be very enticing to kick those doors down, Pastor Ernie, and give them a dose of their own medicine, because they was totally, I mean, they were just way out of line. They're trying to break the American patriots, Pastor Ernie. That's what they're trying to do, is break us.
Should these FBI agents that are corrupt, and again, you know, John, I've known some good FBI agents in my time, and there's still some of them, a lot of them are being purged. All the ones that are good and honest and decent are being purged, okay? But here, those that are the Dirty 30 and so on, should they be aware that when they're attacking, going after the Christian patriots, that there might be people there taking pictures of them, having cameras, and finding out who they are? And like that song that we play here, it's hard to be right when the government's wrong. In that song, he says that, and then, we ought to just play the song again, probably. Yeah, play that song. It's hard to be right. Can you do that? And then listen to the last part of it and see how that might apply to these FBI agents. Go ahead.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1040 form, sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. And since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, nor subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong.
Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank accounts as they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied, because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. Cause when the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize their sweet brides as we put the hard lean on. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong.
With explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
And you know what? The vast majority of people out there are probably clueless. They don't really realize what he was saying, but he was absolutely right in everything he said. We have a government out there that do not obey the laws. I mean, they do not. They just do not obey. It's total lawlessness, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they become the law, Pastor. And yet you listen to them and they say, well, we follow the evidence wherever it leads us and all that nonsense. But they have an agenda. You know, it's just like the Nazis had an agenda. And if you were a Jew or someone else that they were targeting, then you had no rights, and they were going to do to you whatever they wanted to do to you. And that's what America is turning into now.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. It's again, it's just you feel by so many people out there, you feel that we're looking at, we're seeing what happened in the Soviet Union, we're seeing what happened in Nazi Germany. I keep being warned, you know, if you keep, in other words, basically what they're telling me, if you keep telling the truth, they're going to come for you. You know, well, you know what, I have to tell the truth. But John, let me ask you this. What if one half of the pastors in this country had the courage to tell the truth? What if one half of the pastors had the courage to come out and do like we're doing and call them out? What do you think would happen? Do you think there'd be a big change in this country?
Oh, there'd have to be, Pastor Anita. They can survive if there's just a handful. You know, they can deal with a handful of people their own way. But when you get the masses that uprise, like right now, there's an uprising in Iran. It's not getting that much attention here in America, but the people are basically saying we had enough. And it's been going on now, I'm going to say, 2 months or so. And the government there, those ayatollahs, they're starting to buckle under it now.
Okay. Obama's going to have to hurry up and send them a lot of money to put the uprising down, you know, like Obama did. You know.
Oh, that, you know, what a disgrace that was. They were crying out for help, and he...
I know what he did. He sent, you know, a couple of, what was it, about $4 billion over there to put him down. To quell the people, to satisfy his fellow dictators and tyrants.
Right.
Well, I don't think we're rushing to help the people that are protesting now. I don't hear it. I don't hear any politician here really talking about it, to tell you the truth.
No. But you know, we had some bright spots in this election. You know, Governor DeSantis was one. Here in Ohio, I want to say one thing. In Ohio, Yost, our attorney general, did his job. And because I had talked to him last spring, and he told me he was going to do the job. And so what happened was we had, you know, Ohio went red. I mean, it went all the way. It looked just like Florida. And so, but on both sides of us, we got Michigan and Pennsylvania that are so corrupt. I mean, so very corrupt. Unbelievable how corrupt they are.
And when those states get like that, how do you get out of it, Pastor Ernie? You know?
Well, you moved out of Pennsylvania because of the corruption, didn't you? Well, how do you?
Well, not really. I know how corrupt it was, and I'm glad I left. But I left for family reasons more. But I remember telling you years back, Pastor, you won't believe Pennsylvania how corrupt it is. You won't believe it. I don't know how many times I told you that because I was an eyewitness to it. I saw what they were doing. I saw what they were doing to the pro-lifers in Pennsylvania and what they were doing to the elderly. But then it broke, I guess it was the 2020 election, and you really saw it then how corrupt it was.
Yeah, it absolutely unbelievable. Well, what we have to do is we have to stand fast. You know, if the people out there were to encourage their pastors to have courage and stand and lead this fight, and if the pastors were to encourage the people to support them, see, that's where what the people out there listening to me say, why does he keep saying the pastors? Well, there's this book. It's called the Bible, the King James Bible. Folks, I'm telling you about it. Believe me, I know about this book, see? And in that book, it tells you the judgment begins in the house of the Lord, right? And it tells you God has given the pastors the responsibility to lead the people, okay, and go and say, thus saith the Lord God. That's what God has said. See, believe me, I know there's a lot of you out there thinking, well, you know, God doesn't, he hasn't seen the latest polls. I got to tell you, God doesn't care about the polls. And you see, he's immutable. He doesn't change. And see, you're going to have to get in line with what God says because, you see, God is going to judge you. Right now, in your little mind, you're judging God. But at the end of the day, when the time comes, guess what? You're going to be standing before God.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, that's a reality. That's what we've been trying to get across to people. And what do you think would happen if the people actually understood that, if they weren't so terribly biblically illiterate, and they really understood the reality of the Word of God? What do you think it'd be like in this country, John?
Well, based on what you're saying, Pastor Ernie, I think of when we had that COVID and we had the lockdowns.
Yeah.
Imagine if mostly 90% of the pastors stood up and said, you're not locking down my church and we're not going to wear masks and all. And the people were with them. That would have changed. That would have probably put them in their tracks right away. That would have stopped them in their tracks right away, Pastor. But if we don't do that, and we just give in to their bullying and tyranny, then it gets worse and worse and worse.
Should they have had the discernment? I mean, should they have had the discernment?
Yes.
Okay, so now you have a number of them saying, you know what, I didn't know about, had I known about that shot, you know, because you're still not hearing about all of the people out there that are dying left and right. I mean, I can tell you who can tell you, ask the insurance companies that have life insurance. They know about it, okay, 40% increase.
It's very serious.
And it's between the 18-year-olds and the 49-year-olds, which is not the place where all that should be happening.
But you know, John, there's been somebody on the radio for 50 years telling them to, about this depopulation, about this where they want to depopulate the planet down to 500 million people. For 50 years, somebody's been telling people about this. And it's like they really can't wrap their brain around it that people could be so evil as to want to depopulate most of the planet with almost 8. But you know what happened? We're just about exactly where we were in population in the days of the flood. And God depopulated the planet there. And now they want to depopulate the planet, the so-called elite. And that they own NBC, ABC, CBS, all the fake news media, and they will tell whatever lie. The echo chamber goes on, and it'll all repeat the same lie over and over and over and over. So the people remain in la-la land, don't they?
Yeah. Again, that's where the pastor should come in from the pulpit. The pastor should be on the cutting edge of what's happening and alerting the people to all the danger that we're in. They should be like watchmen on the walls.
Well, the problem of it is the discernment, those that should have known better, didn't, actually use their churches to come in for vaccination centers that weren't really vaccinated, actually did that. Of course, they did get some money from the government for doing that, you know. But this is, and people that should have had the discernment to warn people did not. They failed the people, didn't they?
Absolutely. And how many people now have died as a result of it already? How many people are severely injured because of those shots? How many people's immune systems are wrecked and they're heading towards some type of disease, in very short time that may kill them? I mean, the damage done, Pastor Ernie, by those shots, that is incalculable. And then the shutdowns and the businesses that closed and all the people that had started on drugs. That's something that's not mentioned, Pastor Ernie, that those shutdowns and all the use of drugs, I mean, skyrocketed.
I hear you. Hey, Ty Chow, we're going to go up to a break here, and when we come back, we really have to lightning rounds. We'll be right back with more.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. And now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. And when they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Whoa now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. And now
Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets, and when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs, you know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Alrighty, we're back. And folks, listen to this, John. A huge number of Americans have mental health condition, right? Diagnosed with anxiety, depression, ADHD, PTSD during the pandemic. And this is an article by Art Moore. He goes on to say, in a new analysis, an astonishing 42% of young people who are considered part of Generation Z are struggling with mental health conditions that was identified largely during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the early months of mitigation measures, that including lockdowns beginning in March 2020, many of the conditions began to manifest, according to the researchers, with the Indiana-based data management company Harmony Healthcare report study finds. You know, I just want to say there, believe me, a whole lot of that's got to do with the public education system. A lot of that, this disinformation, transgender,
oh, yes,
this trans species, this absolute insanity, okay? In yes. fact, Lisa, you got a little article there.
Yeah, I got two real shorties here. First of all, a transgender inmate now identifies as a baby and demands diapers and baby food in prison. That's in Scotland. And here in New Hampshire, a huge trans man wins the New Hampshire Beauty Dingbat contest. He weighs twice as much as his closest competitor.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a New Hampshire. But these women are dingbats.
Yes, they are.
I wish they could see the picture there that Lisa has.
If you could see this picture.
My goodness sakes.
This guy's as big as you and me and Randy all put together.
Yeah.
And of course, he's wearing his dress.
Isn't that crowd? Is it a crowd? No, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, those are girls. So.
And all those dingbats, those are former dingbat winners. Already very good. Unbelievable. So, what do you think of that, John?
Well, that's what I was saying, Pastor Ernie, the damage that was done by the COVID-19, the lockdowns, the churches being closed, you know, people being arrested by the police if you went out. And they didn't even want you to go out to get fresh air. So, and kids, look at all the kids. In school, they didn't go to school, and then they went to school, they had to wear masks, and now they're forcing them to take shots and all. So it is incalculable the amount of damage they've done, Pastor.
You must learn to obey and not question the authority, okay? I'm afraid we are at war. There's a civil war. This is the Antichrist. We are at war with the Antichrist world system.
Oh, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to mention something to you. Remember, I guess it was about 6 weeks ago, we brought up Bill Gates and what he said about the election?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of right in front of us right now, exactly like he said.
Yeah, he said this would happen, right? This was all planned out. Remember, I was telling you, and we talked about that. We said, look, they're not as worried as those who know what's happening. This whole thing has been fixed. The fix is in.
The fix is in.
The fix is really in.
So, Gates, there he is. He's calling the election. So we wait like 6 weeks or 2 months, and there it is. He's got it.
Well, I'd like to put both of you guys on the hot seat about a question.
Sure.
Do you really think that with the slim margins we have in the House, and let's say that the Senate ends up being 50-50, which basically would kill us because the vice president could always break the tie. Now, my question is, do you think that there's a chance of Trump being speaker?
There's a chance of that being speaker. Again, like I said, he's supposed to announce on the 15th. On the 16th, they're supposed to, because they've already said on the 16th they were going to announce that they were going to charge Trump with perjury.
Right, okay? That's right.
And so now if he's an active candidate, there's a law that says they can't do that. And so he's supposed to go on, you know, announce it on the 15th. But we don't know because there's a lot of going back and forth. If Trump was the Speaker of the House, that would be very, very interesting. Now, but what you just said, let me take this here. It feels like we are watching the first wholly manufactured election in our history in which all the key competitive races were programmed by Langley. I absolutely, totally agree. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that, you know, it was as fixed can get. I'm going to take some fast calls real quick. Let's go with Linda Stair in San Diego. Let's take Linda. She's our San Diego correspondent. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Pastor. I have some really good news. Some tabulations came in from North County, San Diego. A friend of mine was running for school board with a coalition of two other ladies that were conservative, and they won.
Oh, congratulations. Well,
praise the good Lord. In Ohio, we did it, too. We picked up school board all across the state. And so,
yeah, I know Ohio is doing really good, but this is the first good news I've heard come out of California.
You guys, you needed some good news. You really did.
Yes, and, you know, it's going to be next week till the votes are counted. All this fake news about Newsom being reelected, and there was less than 50% of the vote was counted. And then, of course, the conservatives went to vote on the last day, on the 8th. And so they're going to hold off, just like Arizona, as long as they can, to bring in the final tally.
Well, it gives them enough time to make sure that they can rig it the best they can.
Well,
yeah.
Who knows what shenanigans go on. But anyway, this one bit of good news I thought was very encouraging.
Well, I'm so glad that you had some encouraging news, young lady. You deserve it.
Thank you. So, yeah, take heart, everybody.
All righty. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thanks, Linda. Okay, we're going to do, this is one more call, just one more call, and that's going to be none other. If we didn't take Clifford, I mean, I'm his orange juice in the morning,
yeah,
man.
I'm
his sunlight.
A must-listen-to podcast is episode 418 with the Sergeant Report podcast. A woman named Caprice wrote a book, Instead of Schooling. You got to hear what she has to say. This is unbelievable what she has to say about the schooling. And another podcast is, it's with Lee Merritt. It's Outlaws, Screamers, Interviews. She's an orthopedic surgeon that worked for the Navy. And she's referring to how Mullock and child sacrifice is involved with these shots, and how the FDA released the authorization for the children on two separate days that were involved. You know, the worshippers of Moloch were holy days to Moloch, so yeah, that's another must-listen. But Proverbs chapter 29, verse 7, and then verse 12, what do you think?
Okay. Let me go to Proverbs and verse 29 and then verse 7.
7 and then 12.
All righty. Let's see if Big John can get there with his
the righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. That's verse 7. Verse 12. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. That's
Amen.
Verse 12.
And verse 15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases. But when the righteous shall see their fall.
Well, what about verse 18? Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Okay, very good. All right, what do we think? I think it means exactly what it says. But in verse 10, it says, the bloodthirsty hate the upright. The bloodthirsty hate the upright. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. And boy, if that doesn't hit it at home right there, that says it all. So
that's what they are. I mean,
they are bloodthirsty. This is why we've been trying to tell them about what they're doing. The Democratic Communist Party is a satanic party. It is filled from top to bottom with pedophilia and child abuse. If it's a sin, they embrace it. It's in their platform.
You notice they use the word thirsty there, too. That implies almost like the adrenochrome.
Yep. All right, we got to move on. Thanks. We're going to go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you are the last call for tonight, so you're going to be given an invitation, too, aren't you?
Yes. How much time do I got?
Well, let me see. I think you got plenty for right now. I'll tell you in just a minute because I got to get over to where I can't quite see the numbers yet on my clock, but I will tell you in a minute because everybody keeps calling. They want to get in here. But we don't have that much time to take any more calls. But while we're waiting, let John McTurman tell us what is up in your world right now. What is news that we need to know?
Well, Pastor Ernie, we're on to them right away about stealing. And it was amazing. Of course, your listeners could only listen. I guess you were describing what Lindell was doing there with the charts that he had. But that was like they were going like every 15 minutes and you could see them stealing the votes.
Folks, let's tell them about that. You see, the chart, they had a red line and a blue line, and as the votes were coming in, you would see, but they were rising pretty much together. They were staying like Oz, and then when, especially there in Atlanta and Georgia, where you had Walker and
Warnock,
where you had, and what happened was, They were going just about on pace, and at one point they actually hit the same spot. And then you see this huge dump where it goes straight up, and they and it was like 117,000.
117,000 to 6, and Walker had 6.
Right, it got dumped at one time, and then they realized that they did too much, okay? And so, yeah, but you see, nobody's supposed to know this. And you won't hear a word of it on NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC. You will not hear a word of this, will you? How much time do we have? Okay. Go ahead, John.
Well, Texas did pretty well also, Pastor Ernie. Texas did real well in the election. All the statewide offices were won by good, real conservatives, godly men, too. Some of them are real godly men that I'm learning about.
Well, we have to do everything we can to make sure that Herschel Walker wins this. We've got the attention's on. People know about the corruption now. We got to do everything we can. We really do. Not only that, but Carrie Lake, the last I heard, she was within less than a half a percentage point, that she was really way out in the front. But, of course, you know, you're not going to hear that. Now, Pastor Hal, you have 5 minutes to tell the folks how they can get to heaven to be with the patriots and avoid hell to be with the Democrats.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, ever since the Democrats got in, this country's taken a beating. And I saw in the newspaper today that Biden was telling people that he thought the Democrats did good in this election and that he's not going to change one policy that he's done And it's like the destruction of this country every single day is unbelievable. Yet he's saying he's doing good and the country's doing good. And you talk to the average Democrat and you ask them, are you sorry that you put the Democrats in power now? You see what's going on. And they'll blame Reagan. They'll blame Trump. They'll blame presidents. I'm surprised they don't blame George Washington. That's how brain dead they are. But anyway, things are going to get worse and worse and worse right up until the time Jesus Christ comes back again and gets us out of this cesspool. And the thing is that we need to get ready for Jesus to come back. And the only way you get ready is to be a born-again Christian. You get your sins washed away by the blood of Christ. And the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. There's nothing that can wash away your sins other than the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Mary, Peter, Paul, or anybody else is sinful. They're part of the human race, and you can't wash away sin with sin. But in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that's why the Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so, in other words, you could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards, because church membership, good works, and water baptism, you know, the city's water system isn't going to wash away your soul. So you could get baptized every day of your life and die and go to hell. The only thing that can do that is the blood of Jesus. And when he died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment on that cross for every sin you and I have ever done. Sin had to be paid for. God hates sin, and he's a just God. So no matter how much he loves us, sin had to be paid for. But God in his love allowed Jesus, his son, to pay that payment in our place, transferring your guilt and mine on it, Jesus. And when Jesus said, it is finished, that means all the work necessary for you and I to be redeemed from hell has been done and accepted by God the Father. But now that payment don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. How do you receive Jesus? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, it's a free gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if you want that payment Jesus paid on the cross for you, so you can have eternal life, the Bible says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Repentance is admitting to God what he knows already anyway, that without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're lost and on our road to hell. And you don't want to go there. I don't want to see you go there. And if you want to receive the payment Jesus paid for you, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now, Revelation 3:20. You can pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he'll do it. And my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. And if I can lead you in a simple prayer of faith where you ask Jesus to come into your heart, I'd like to do that. And so if you will, let's pray together right now. Dear God, you know I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. And I believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for my salvation. And Lord God, I pray right now that you come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell. Believing you died on that cross for me and to give me eternal life, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and meant it, you have eternal life. God gave it to you. It's not something you physically feel. You receive them by faith. God cannot lie. That's why you can know that if you prayed that prayer just now and meant it, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, you have eternal life right now, and nobody can take that away from you, not your worst enemy, the devil, or anybody. And 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Not think it, wish it, or hope it, but know it. So praise God. If I don't see it between now and then, I'll see you in heaven.
Amen. God always honors the commitment, does he? He will always. He's the only one we can always trust. We can't even always trust ourselves. We're out of time, so as we do this night and every night, thanks all for being here. We want to say good night.
Good night.
Night.
God bless. And always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.